We are thinking, over a period of time, of some of the ministries of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. I want to remind you again, if you're listening to this broadcast and you have not yet trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, that you do not have the help of God in your lives. I say this respectfully. I'm not saying this to shame you or to put you down, but I'm saying that this help of God in your lives, comes when you come into personal relationship with the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. You need the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. And through this personal relationship now, God opens to you the windows of heaven. Even prayer can be answered when you know the Lord Jesus, and now the Heavenly Father is listening to your prayer. So these ministries of the Holy Spirit are for those really who know the Lord Jesus. You can know Him if in your heart you will depend only upon the Lord Jesus, you will confess your sins to Him, and you will depend upon Him for your salvation. I want us to read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians, chapter 4. And I want to read verses 1 to 3 in this passage. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I want to take that phrase, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Many of you who are Christians, and in fact I trust all of you. I trust this is true not just for many of you, but all of you. It ought to be true. But I trust that in your life you're a member of a body of believers. When we join the church, we're not simply a member of an organization. Some people join an organization. They don't like the organization, they leave it, they go to another church. This is not God's will and desire for us. When we join a church, we're joining a body of believers. We become one with this body of believers. Others in the church may be very different from ourselves. We call this diversity in the body of believers. Some may be rich, some may be not so rich, some may be very talented, some not so talented, some may be highly educated, some not so. But whether we have differences between us or not, humanly speaking, we are still members of the same body of believers. And in this body of believers, like those in the New Testament bodies of believers, there will always be diversity. We will never be free from that, but we can have unity. And unity is something that the Spirit brings, the Holy Spirit who indwells us brings. One of the tricks of Satan is to break up this unity in the body of believers. Many times I go into a very successful church, a church that's really thriving and going forward for the Lord Jesus, and there's a good spirit in the church. And one of the first things I do as I sit in that church, I pray that Satan may never be able to destroy the unity of the body of believers. I sat last night in the Harvest Baptist Church. What a wonderful church. What a wonderful spirit there. Several hundred brothers and sisters gathered together, and as far as I could tell, absolute unity among them. Many different nationalities from every possible background, but unity and harmony among them. And as I sat there last night listening to Brother Heron speak, my prayer was, Lord, don't let Satan ever destroy this unity. May there always be. Now, how can this be? It's as brothers and sisters are walking in the Spirit. You know, sometimes people claim to be walking in the Spirit and to have all of the gifts of the Spirit, but there's no unity. This was true in the Corinthian church. They had all of these different gifts in that day when all of the gifts were needed. They were doing everything. They were speaking in tongues. They had prophecy when they had no New Testament and they needed prophecy. And even though they had all of the gifts, they had disunity among them. One of the main problems was disunity. The church was broken and torn by lack of love for each other and by divisions among them. And Paul had to condemn this by the Spirit of God. He had to condemn this in God's Word. And so this can happen in our churches. And it's only as we're obedient to the Spirit, not simply enjoying the Spirit, but obedient to Him and walking in the Spirit and in every way fulfilling God's desire for us in the Spirit, that we can have unity and harmony. So whenever disunity comes, whenever there's division among us, mark it down. We are not really walking in the Spirit. We need to get back to obedience to the Holy Spirit and to His work in our lives. So this is what He will do in our lives if we're willing. He will bring unity and harmony and love for one another and everything that we need in our lives, the Holy Spirit will bring. And I would pray this for you. You who are listening come from many different churches. I understand this. And so we're not just trying to attract you to the church that we happen to represent. Well, we're trying to attract you to the Lord Jesus and to dependence upon the work of the Holy Spirit in your life.